Hi, everybody. I'm Katie Segal.
And I'm Kurt Sutter.
And welcome to our new podcast called PI, People, Influences, and Experiences.
Yes, it's sort of the get to know you at a deeper level, the who, what, when, where, and why you are, rather than what it is you do.
Absolutely. We're not going to talk too much about what people do. We just want to know about their families, where they come from, you know, what shapes their parenting if they have kids, what shapes their marriages if they're married. We just want to be really nosy. We want to get in there.
A deep dive into nature and nurture.
And we started it because there are a lot of people that we don't know that we are curious about.
Right. And I have no friends. So for me, it's, you know,
trying to get them out of the house.
Listen to it on whatever you listen to. Podcasts on?
Yeah, podcast, homecast.
Your podcasting apparatus? Watch it on the YouTube.
He's aging himself.
We are
the real Brady Bros.
Brady Brothers from the TV show Brady Bunch. I'm Barry Williams.
And I'm Christopher Knight.
I played Greg. And who were you again?
I played Peter. We've decided that we're going to do a podcast around episodes of the Brady Bunch. We're going to use it as a prism to look back to our experience doing the show and why the Brady Bunch is still popular.
Have a sunshine day.
We are the real Brady Bros.
The show won an Emmy for Best Writing. And that is a powerful, powerful award to get. And we went crazy. And everybody walked up, all my writers, and I'm still sitting in my seat. And to this day, I wish I had put my name down as a writer on the show. I did contribute a lot, but that would have been such a moment to go up there and have an Emmy in my hand. And I look back, that's kind of a regret I have. So that Emmy Award show was very bittersweet. I was so happy. We've been fired, we're off the air, and the show wins an Emmy for Best Writing, which is what the award for content actually was.
Hello, this is Eric Braden. You're listening to TV Confidential.
The war in Vietnam keeps on a-raging. Blacks and whites still haven't worked it out. Pollution, guns, and poverty surround us.
Hi.
CBS announced today that the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour will not return to the CBS television network next season.
April 4th, 1969, the CBS television network fired, and I use that word directly, fired the Smothers Brothers because the brothers failed to submit an episode of the Smothers Brothers Comedy Hour to the network executives before its broadcast.
Sure. Yeah.
So
okay.
The show was not canceled. They were fired, and they are very, very insistent that you phrase it that way.
Yes. They were looking.
They were looking for a reason.
Anything. It could have been parting the hair on the wrong side by the time they finally left the air.
Yeah.
Were kicked off the air.
And depending on what perspective, some people
they
say
CBS.
CBS. Yeah. And it was a. You know, keep in mind, Nixon was just reelected, and a lot of people feel that when Nixon came into the White House, there were going to be some changes. Some people say, no, that's just conspiracy nonsense, but a lot of people felt that the powers that be at CBS, who were close to Nixon, more close than they were to Johnson, and keep in mind, Johnson was a Democrat, and
yes,
they were hard on him, so imagine what they thought they would be doing with Tricky Dicky. A couple of years ago, they gave Tommy the special Emmy. Since he
it was not to accept it.
Yeah. Yeah.
The 40 years after the fact, the writing award for 1968.
Yes, he got it 40 years later, and the big sketch that really got them the award was one that was basically all of David Fry, and it was called A Fable for Our Time, and it was a fairy tale about the election campaign.
Yes.
And David Fry played President Johnson and all the candidates at the time.
David Fry just passed within the last few
years. Yeah, he did. And he, unfortunately, like Von Meter, after Watergate and after Nixon resigned, his career ended. And Von Meter, after Kennedy was assassinated, that was the bulk of his material, and he pretty much did not work. I hear Will Hader, though, is linked to a Von Meter project, so Will Hader from SNL.
Be part of our conversation. If you like what you hear, have thoughts on this week's program, or have an idea for a future edition of TV Confidential, we'd love to hear from you. You can email us at talk@tvconfidential.net, talk@tvconfidential.net. You can also message us at facebook.com/TV Confidential, x.com/TV Confidential, or at TV Confidential on Instagram. And if you're listening to us on the TV Confidential podcast, please be sure to hit the subscribe button.
This portion of TV Confidential is brought to us by our friends at Front Porch Realty, the community of realtors in the Northern Bay Area of California that is committed to finding the solution that is best for their clients. Whether you're a first-time home buyer or looking to sell or lease your property in Northern California, call Karen Strain at 415-886-7411 or visit frontporchrealtygroup.com for more information on how they can help you.